This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Constituency Delimitation Commission holds discussion with Prime Minister and other top leaders. Prime Minister pledges government's full support to the commission. Legislature Parliament sends the bills related to Parliament and Provincial Assembly elections to State Affairs Committee for close-wise discussion. And US says it will not call for a UN Security Council meeting over North Korea's missile test, stating that such move will be of no consequence. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Dewa has pledged that the government will provide necessary help for the Constituency Delimitation Commission to prepare the report on determination of the number of constituencies within the given time. During a meeting with the delegation of the commission at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the government is ready to provide any sort of help to the commission for this purpose. Meanwhile, Constituency Delimitation Commission has held consultations with political parties at Singhadarbar. Speaking after the discussion yesterday, Chairman of CPN Maoist Centre Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said he gave suggestion to the Commission to determine constituency as per the previous practices and constitutional provisions in all districts including Rukum and Nawalparasi. Senior leader of CPN UML Jhalanath Kanal said the commission also needs to follow the international practice to determine constituency being based on population and geography. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Ram Charan Mahat said he suggested to determine constituency based on geography and population in a justifiable way. Chairman of Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal Rajendra Mahato and leader of Federal Socialist Forum Upendra Yadav suggested that the constituency needs to be determined on the basis of population. The Legislature Parliament has sent the bills related to the election of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly to the State Affairs Committee for close-wise discussion. Home Minister Jonardhan Sharma tabled the bill relating to the election of the Member of House of Representatives 2074 and bill relating to the election of the Member of Provincial Assembly 2074 at the meeting of the Parliament yesterday. His proposal to send both the bills for close-wise discussion to the concerned committee was unanimously endorsed by the House. The State Affairs Committee will see deliberation on more than one dozen amendments to the bill registered by the Members of Parliament and reach to a conclusion following necessary deliberations on them. Meanwhile, the Audit Bill 2073 has been tabled at the Legislature Parliament. Finance Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki tabled the bill yesterday. Finance Minister Karki said that a new legislation is necessary in order to make the work of auditing organized, transparent and dignified. Also yesterday, the meeting endorsed the Bonus Bill 2074, Fifth Amendment. Likewise, the bill relating to the Federal Emergency Fund 2074 tabled by the Finance Minister was approved by the House. The Legislature Parliament also approved the bill relating to Commodity Exchange 2073. The Finance Minister also tabled the Auditor General's 54th Annual Report 2073 before the House yesterday. The next meeting of the Legislature Parliament will be held at 1 p.m. coming Wednesday. Meanwhile, lawmakers have demanded that there should be no more delay in distribution of grants to earthquake survivors for house reconstruction. During the zero and special hour in yesterday's meeting of the Legislature Parliament, they drew the attention of the government, saying tens of thousands of households have not yet received the housing grant, even 27 months after the Gorkha earthquake. Furthermore, they said many people in different locations of the country have been hit hard due to landslide and floods, while most of the land remained barren in Tarai for lack of irrigation facility. Similarly, some lawmakers alerted the government about the constitutional compulsion and responsibility of holding elections of House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly within January 21, 2018, as well as about the food shortage in Karnali region. The lawmakers also demanded fair investigation into the murder of three children in Bhojpur district. They also demanded that the government brief the parliament about its initiatives taken to open Tatapani checkpoint. They said that Land Reform and Management Ministry should be serious to resolve problems of landless squatters. While the problem of sugarcane farmers and that of those affected by Buri Gandaki hydropower project should be immediately addressed. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपियाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपियाँमा त 850 MB साँच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपियाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Supreme Court has ordered the Election Commission to conduct a re-election at Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Ward Number 19. Meanwhile, government has initiated preparations to provide autonomy to the Institute of Medicine, Thrivan University, in order to address the demands of Professor Dr. Govinda KC. Issuing a press statement yesterday, coordinator of the government talks team and secretary at the Ministry of Education, Santa Bahadur Shrestha, said that agreement has been made to bring a format of autonomy for Institute of Medicine in the meeting to be held today. According to the government talk team, the progress regarding the talks made so far has been informed to the Prime Minister. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The US says it will not call for a UN Security Council meeting over North Korea's missile test because it would produce nothing of consequence. US Ambassador Nikki Haley said such a meeting would send a message to North Korea that the international community is unwilling to challenge it. Pyongyang said its test proved that the entire U.S. was within range. The U.S. has responded by testing an anti-missile system and flying bombers over the Korean Peninsula. Haley said in a statement that North Korea was already subject to numerous Security Council resolutions that they flout with impunity. She said an additional Security Council resolution that does not significantly increase the international pressure on North Korea is of no value. She further said that in fact it is worse than nothing because it sends the message to North Korean dictator that the international community is unwilling to seriously challenge him. She also urged China to rein in North Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that 755 staff must leave U.S. diplomatic missions in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions against Moscow. The decision to expel staff was made on Friday, but Putin has now confirmed the number who must go by September 1st. It brings staff levels to 455, the same as Russia's complement in Washington. This is thought to be the largest expulsion of diplomats from any country in modern history. The expulsion number includes Russian employees of the U.S. diplomatic missions across Russia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain possible throughout the country. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 27.0 degrees Celsius, minimum of 20, rainfall 24.3 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Constituency Delimitation Commission holds discussion with Prime Minister and other top leaders. Prime Minister pledges government's full support to the commission. Legislature Parliament sends the bills related to Parliament and Provincial Assembly elections to the State Affairs Committee for close-wise discussion. And US says it will not call for a UN Security Council meeting over North Korea's missile test, stating that such move will be of no consequence. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.